This is Barb Gross with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. A few weeks ago, I finished reading Just Mercy, a story of justice and redemption, Bryan Stevenson's 2014 memoir. I haven't stopped thinking about it since. It's the story of a young African-American lawyer working in the Deep South in the 1980s. Stevenson's first assignment as a Harvard intern was to visit a prisoner on death row. The experience was so troubling, it became his life's work to right the wrongs he discovered. In 1989, Stevenson founded the Equal Justice Initiative, a nonprofit law practice dedicated to representing the innocent, the poorly defended, and the mentally ill. One of Stevenson's first cases was that of Walter McMillan, a young black man sentenced to die for the murder of a white woman, a murder he couldn't have committed. Walter was at a barbecue with dozens of people at the time of the murder, yet he spent more than 6 years on death row. Walter's story is interwoven with many other cases Stevenson handled. Some he took all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. After years of litigation, Stevenson won Walter's acquittal, but not before Walter was forever scarred by the experience. Walter received no money, no assistance, and no counseling for his wrongful imprisonment. Stevenson was scarred as well. He writes, "You can't effectively fight abusive power, poverty, inequality, illness, oppression, or injustice and not be broken by it." Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson. Visit the Sioux City Public Library today to check out this title, available in print and audiobook, plus other thought-provoking nonfiction selections.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.